Chapter 13, The Marriage of Samba. Duryodhan had a very lovely daughter named Lakshmana. He invited many nice princes to marry her at a Swayamvara wedding. They came to the palace so Lakshmana could choose any prince she wanted to marry. Samba, the son of Krishna and Jambavati, also came to marry Lakshmana. She had not thought about marrying him at all, but Samba just caught her hand by surprise and ran away with her. Lakshmana's family was very upset that Samba had not taken their permission to do this. 6 of their best men were sent out to catch and punish him. Samba was a great fighter and strong enough to beat 10,000 men, but he had to fight Karna, Shala, Burishrava, Yagnaketu, Duryodhan, and Bhishmadev, and each of them was strong enough to fight with 10,000 men. Samba was all alone, but he did not mind. He fought with all 6 of them very bravely, breaking all of their chariots to pieces with his arrows. This boy Samba was really very, very strong and wonderful. It took a long time, and it was a hard fight, but these 6 men finally broke Samba's bow. It wasn't easy, but they caught him and took him back to Hastinapura with Lakshmana. The next day, the great devotee Narada Muni went to Dwarka to tell Krishna how Samba was arrested by Duryodhan. The Yadu family was quite upset. It was not fair that such a young boy as Samba had to fight all alone against 6 men. Lord Balaram said, "Let me go talk with them and bring back our Samba. We don't want to fight about it." He went to Hastinapura in a nice chariot, along with many respectable priests and Brahmins and older family members. They all rested outside the city in a nice garden, while Uddhava went to Duryodhan's house. Bhishmadev, Dhritarashtra, Dronacharya, Bali, and Balhika were there with Duryodhan. Uddhava met them and said, "Lord Balaram has come to see you. He is in the garden outside the city gates." Duryodhan welcomed Balaram nicely by giving him many cows, water, and nice things to drink and eat with honey and butter. He gave the Lord flowers, garlands, and cooling chandan paste. Balaram said, "My dear friends, King Ugrasena sent me. He knows that you did not fight properly with Samba. Samba was all alone, and with great trouble, 6 of you arrested him. We have all heard the news, but we do not want to fight. Please, just give Samba back to me, and also bring his wife, Lakshmana." But the Kurus did not want to give Lakshmana or Samba to him. They called Lord Balaram bad names and were very rude to him. Then Duryodhan and the others left Balaram and went back inside the city of Hastinapura. Lord Balaram was burning with anger. No one could even look at him. At first, he was very, very quiet. Then Lord Balaram was so angry that he looked as if he could burn the whole creation to ashes. He spoke very loudly and laughed. "Ha ha! All right, if you all think like that, then you deserve to be taught a very good lesson. Ha ha ha!" Lord Balaram stood up. He took his plow in his hand and brought it down hard onto the ground. he lifted the whole city of Hastinapur out of the ground with his plow. Then he began to drag it towards the fast-flowing Ganges River. Everyone in Hastinapur was afraid and cried for help. "Ah, we are falling into the river," they cried. Duryodhan was also afraid. As fast as he could, he brought Sambha and his daughter Lakshmana out to Balaram. Duryodhan and his family all went to Lord Balaram and prayed with folded hands. "We are very sorry for behaving so badly. Please forget any bad feelings. Instead, let us have a very big wedding for Lakshmana and Sambha. Oh, Lord Balaram, you are the reservoir of all pleasure. Dear Lord, please excuse us." Lord Balaram put down his plow and gave them a big smile. "Don't be afraid. Yes, let us have a very big wedding for our children, Sambha and Lakshmana." Duryodhan gave many gifts for Lakshmana's wedding. He gave 1,200 big strong elephants, 10,000 beautiful horses, 6,000 beautiful chariots which dazzled just like the sunshine, and 1,000 maidservants who were decorated with gold ornaments. After such a wonderful wedding, Lord Balaram went back to Dwarka with Lakshmana and Sambha. In Dwarka, all the devotees and friends gathered together, and they heard Lord Balaram tell the whole story of the marriage and what he had done to Hastinapur. Everyone was really amazed to hear how Balaram had shaken up the city of Hastinapur by dragging it to the Ganges River with his plow.